It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. And coming up on Thursday, August 1st, there's a non-credit class at Colorado Mountain College in Glenwood, The Four Pillars of Retirement Success, taught by Brian Littlejohn, who is here to visit a little bit about this class. And it's actually three pillars now.
Correct.
Because Social Security was one, and they already have a separate class that deals solely with Social Security, taught by someone else, right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And I've attended the class at Colorado Mountain College, and it's a very good class. So I'd recommend that one as well.
Gotcha. And frankly, just the other three would take up, I would think, easily more than the 3 hours that you have allotted for this this one-day class.
It could, but we try and hit all the, you know, all the major topics, you know, within each pillar. But yeah, it is quite a bit.
Does it come out to about 1 hour or?
Exactly. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
That's
the goal anyway.
I wondered if that might be the case.
Yeah.
By the way, you can register for this class at coloradomtn.edu. Since it's a non-credit class, I believe the process is a little simpler than for a full credit class.
Sure.
But of course you can get more information there and read the, you know, the course description and that kind of thing. Again, it's Thursday, August 1st from 6 to 9 at the Glenwood Center. I would call it the Blake Center. It kind of goes back and forth, I think, from time to time. But the one right behind City Market is the one we're talking about. It's just $40, and that's for really two people, because you can bring someone with you.
Correct.
For this. And I suppose that when we're talking about retirement success, for most people, it's not just your own personal success, but you usually have a significant other that you're hoping will be able to retire generally within the same time frame and the same what was the word I'm looking for here? The same kind of retirement happiness that you will.
Right. Yeah, you generally kind of want those plans to be aligned.
Yes,
and
exactly.
To fit together. So yeah, it's good to have, you know, a spouse or significant other come with you.
By the way, those pillars that we talked about are developing an income strategy, navigating the relatively new tax landscape. Boy, this is one that you and I will have a long conversation with later, and estate planning.
Sure.
So first of all, before we get into, obviously, we'll touch on some of those. We don't want to give away the entire class here on the air. Who should attend this? I've always heard, well, back in high school, when I was in high school, I remember, you know, teachers saying, you really should think ahead,
right?
Because when you turn 55 and retirement is 10 years away is not the time to be thinking about retirement.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's for anyone who would like to retire one day, or it can also be helpful for folks who are already retired. For those individuals, we may cover some information, you know, in the class that, you know, they're not already aware of. So it's really for a wide range of folks.
And there are so many different things that can come into play with retirement. And of course, what you do for a living and your personal life experiences can change all of that. You know, if you have some kind of medical event that requires you to pull what savings you have out in order to pay those medical expenses, that can affect things.
Sure.
The type of retirement that is available through work can also affect that with the right. Different types of IRAs and other things like that are available through some works. You know, that can actually, I guess, change your direction that you may have been going personally on a retirement plan. Some people think, well, if I just invest in the stock market, you know, that can be my retirement, right? And I suppose in some cases, if you're lucky, maybe, right. But not always.
Right, right. Yeah, and there's even some folks out there that are, essentially born retired, you know, and they don't even – I've run into that scenario as well in practice where, it's they essentially, don't ever have to worry about this or have to worry about taking this class because they're all set. So
fair enough.
That's kind of in some ways, that's kind of an enviable position, I would say. But
and yet, if you spend more than you make, that situation could come to an end eventually as well.
Sure, right? Sure, yeah. So these are all, important factors, to consider, and we cover all those in the class. We touch on all those.
It's kind of funny, as we're talking about this, one of the suggested questions that you had come up with is the class designed to replace the need for working with a financial advisor?
Right, right.
I'm guessing that answer is no.
That answer is no. I'd say for most people, it makes sense to work with a credentialed fee-only advisor for some or all of the retirement planning process. And when I say credentialed, I mean that the advisor has earned the CFP, CFA, or CPA designation. And of course, no 3-hour class by itself can possibly impart all the knowledge that these professionals have accumulated during their years of study and practice in the financial services industry. But
okay, so you mentioned the certifications. What does fee only mean?
Sure, that means that the advisor is does not collect any commissions for selling someone a product, like an investment product or a financial product, be it a mutual fund or annuity or something like that. They don't get fees from, some third party. They only make money. They're only compensated via fees from their clients.
So
it eliminates. Go ahead.
So they don't have a third party that's trying to influence them.
Exactly.
Is what you're getting at there.
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So it's only it helps to eliminate conflicts of interest.
Gotcha. So. Again, you can learn more at coloradomtn.edu. Again, the title of the class is 4 Pillars of Retirement Success. It's just one day, Thursday, August 1st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Colorado Mountain College Glenwood Center. So what are your qualifications for teaching this class?
Sure. First of all, I'd say that I'm passionate about personal finance. I have 2 master's degrees in finance, and I've earned both the CFP, which stands for Certified Financial Planner, and CFA, which stands for Chartered Financial Analyst designations.
So you've got 2 out of the 3 you mentioned.
Yeah, I do. The third, I'd love to pursue it, but I don't think that would make my wife very happy. So I've promised her no more designations, but they're basically, the 2 designations that I do hold are kind of the financial industry gold standard for both financial planning and investment management, respectively. And I've taught retirement planning and investment management courses at a number of universities. That's it in a nutshell. I've been in kind of the personal finance world for the past 12 years.
Any names you want to drop? I mean, like, the universities you mentioned?
I could mention them. Yeah, I'm happy. Colorado Mountain College is one of them. But also Franklin University and the College for Financial Planning.
Okay.
Out on the Front Range.
Again, you can take Brian's class, The 4 Pillars of Retirement Success. Did they change the title? I know that it's titled 4 Pillars, but then there was that Social Security aspect that you kind of carved out.
No, they haven't changed the title. It's still 4 in the online.
So if you search for it online, make sure you search for the 4 Pillars, even though it's only 3.
Exactly. It's kind of a last-minute change.
Gotcha. Again, it happens Thursday, August 1st from 6 to 9. Again, you will need to register, so make sure you take care of that in advance. because there is some paperwork that you'll have to fill out. If I'm not mistaken, I believe non-credit classes you can do online.
Correct.
And again, it's $40 per person, and your spouse or partner can attend for no charge. So it's really kind of $20 per person.
Right.
If you think about it that way, if you plan on bringing your significant other with you. Mm-hmm. Take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk about those three pillars of retirement success in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Brian Littlejohn. He teaches the three pillars of retirement success, the four pillars of retirement success at Colorado Mountain College. Again, we talked about the fact that those four pillars are developing an income strategy, navigating the relatively new tax landscape to minimize taxes, and estate planning. Of course, Social Security is the fourth pillar, which was kind of unpacked this year. And you mentioned that that is what the future will be like for these classes, that 3 hours to get through all of this is a lot of content. And so you're actually unpacking all of these so that in the future there will actually be one class for Social Security, one class for developing an income strategy, one class for estate planning. Yeah. And that just, it seems to make sense because it is a lot of information, doesn't leave a lot of time, I imagine, for questions and that kind of thing.
Sure. And that way, too, you know, students will get an opportunity. They can kind of pick and choose. You know, maybe they're really strong in one of those areas, or, they feel like they've accumulated enough knowledge in that area, so they can just kind of pick and choose. It's kind of an a la carte.
Well, and the example that you gave before about, you know, those lucky people that don't need to worry about income strategy and tax planning, they still need to worry about estate planning.
Sure.
Because it matters what happens after we're gone.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to have a say in that, now is the time to have those conversations.
Exactly.
So let's dive a little bit into each one of these. You know, income strategy is, it sounds obvious, but is it as obvious as it sounds?
No, I would say it's really not, you know, I mean, and there's two, you kind of, there's all different ways, of course, you know, in retirement to generate income. One of those could be, you know, your nest egg, you know, that you've accumulated over the years, you know, in personal accounts, you know, like IRAs. And then you've got a lot of times an employer component, right, their retirement plan, you know, so that's another possibility. Another avenue that's available to some folks who have those plans. But yeah, there's other ways too. I mean, some folks plan to continue to work into retirement and earn a paycheck.
I've heard that obviously you can retire at 62 now, is that correct?
For Social Security purposes, right, yeah. Correct.
With a portion of your Social Security. But if you actually continue working until, is it 66 now?
Yeah.
Is it twice as much of Social Security income?
No, it's okay. That's full retirement age is 66, and it's gradually going to age 67. But yeah, if you retire any sooner than that, you're going to get a reduced benefit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's something on the order of like 5% per year less.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it can be significant.
6 years times five, that'd be about 30% different. Then.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Similarly, if you wait past age 66 or 67, which is full retirement age to retire.
Do you continue to get more?
Correct. Up until age 70. And there's no benefit after age 70 to waiting past age 70, I'll say.
Unless the Social Security income would not be adequate to pay your bills, which hopefully people have taken your class so they don't have to worry about that.
Right, right. And so they have other avenues available to them, you know, for income. And
so what types of things will you discuss when you're talking about income strategy?
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at ways, you know, what's, you know, obviously you've got all these different pots of money, hopefully, to include, you know, Social Security, retirement plans, your own retirement or your own investment accounts. So we look at strategies, you know, what's the optimal way to take from these different buckets of money. So the whole big picture, right, is you have to shift your mindset from, you know, savings or accumulating assets to then distributing those assets. So we look at different strategies. Hey, you know, what's the best way to tap these funds? What makes the most sense for you, you know, given your situation?
So when you're talking about income strategy, you're talking about income strategy after retirement.
Correct.
You're not talking about it now.
Right.
After retirement. So how Correct. Are you going to leverage all this wealth you've accumulated? And, you know, wealth can mean different things to different people,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And how are you going to, as you say, redistribute that so that you can continue to live the lifestyle that you want to live?
Right. I mean, certain ways, you know, that's just kind of where the tax piece comes into play, right? You know, mm-hmm. because if you, you know, take from certain accounts first, it might not be in your best interest in terms of tax. You have to consider the tax consequences, too, when you make withdrawals.
Sure. And speaking of tax planning, you know, a lot of us found out this year that that extra $100 on the paycheck last year could have a profound impact on the amount of income tax that is due this year. I know I talked to a lot of folks that said they took a big hit and actually had to take money out of their retirement accounts in order to pay to pay that income tax. And tax planning is still a big issue and still a big consideration after retirement.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really important. You know, there were a lot of big changes that came into play, yeah, last year for 2018. So, yeah, a lot of folks need to do some adjusting, you know, and maybe redo their W-4s. You know, they can go online. There's a IRS has a calculator you can use so that, yeah, hopefully, yeah, you don't see any big surprises from the IRS when it's tax
sure.
time.
So. And again, the August 1st class is not intended to take the place of a professional financial planner or your tax advisor or anything like that.
Right.
These are some things for you to think about if you are looking to be successful in your retirement, continue to live the lifestyle that you want to live and that you choose to live. Mm-hmm. And of course, I guess it's kind of, you know, the attorney speak, but, you know, you should always check with someone you trust,
right?
You know, before you make any big decisions about any of this. But again, your class, Brian, will give people some things to think about themselves and at least get them started in the right direction, whether they choose to pursue that kind of advice from another professional or not.
That's exactly right, Gabe. I mean, you know, maybe it gives them some ideas, you know, things to take to their planner or their advisor and say, hey, what about this? You know, what about, you know, this option? You know, could we do this? You know, so it's all about really being a more informed, you know, retiree or investor.
And participating.
Right.
You know, I think there's a general feeling, which is reasonable. If you're paying someone to do a job for you, you should let them do their job that they were trained and they went to school for. And yet at the same time, they are working for you.
Right.
And it is your retirement that we're talking about. So it makes sense for you to be knowledgeable and to participate in that process to a degree as well.
For sure. You know, I think, yeah, an informed investor, an informed retiree, that's a good thing. You know, that's where we want to try and get our students, you know, is, you know, it's a lot, you know. And so, you know, the better, you know, informed you are, the better, you know, your choices you're going to make for retirement. So.
Again, the four pillars of retirement success. That's the title of the class. Thursday, August 1st from 6 to 9 at Colorado Mountain College, Glenwood Center, 1402 Blake. Advance registration is required. It is a non-credit class, so registration is a little simpler than the credit classes. Again, it's $40 per person, and your spouse or your partner gets to attend for no charge.
Right.
So it's kind of like buy one, get one, you might say.
Exactly.
We will talk about that the we don't want to think about it, but it's ever so necessary, estate planning pillar when we come back and wrap things up, plus tell you about another similar class that will be taught by Brian this fall as well. Again, the website is coloradomtn.edu if you want to sign up for this class. And again, in-district, out-of-district makes a difference, but other than that, it doesn't matter where you live as far as tuition and that kind of thing.
Right.
If you want to check this out, again, it's Thursday night, August 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Brian Littlejohn. He teaches the four pillars of retirement success. Thursday, August 1st, 6 to 9 p.m. at Colorado Mountain College's Glenwood Center, 1402 Blake Avenue. Again, advance registration is required, so go to coloradomtn.edu. Again, search for Four Pillars of Retirement Success. The class will actually only be three pillars. Social Security is now its own separate class, so you'll take a separate class if you want to learn about that. And again, that's the trend, is to move all of these into their own unique classes, because it gives more time to actually delve into the subject thoroughly. And not every one of those pillars will apply to every single person.
Right.
As we mentioned, if you're independently wealthy, if you were born into money, if you won the lottery, you may not necessarily need to worry about income strategy, tax planning, Social Security. But everyone will definitely want to know about this last pillar that we'll talk about today, and that is estate planning.
Sure.
So estate planning, that's what happens after we die, right, in layman terms?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, of course, this class in particular focuses on retirees and in general, kind of older folks. But, you know, really, I want to make a point that, you know, estate planning is not just for old and wealthy people. It's for all adults. And it's important that no matter your age, that you kind of have your affairs in order, you know, because the unexpected could happen at any time.
And more so the older you get, right?
Sure, sure. I think, I definitely think that's true.
And again, you'll talk about not only reasons why estate planning is important, but things to look out for. Is estate planning, you know, we've talked a lot about the fact that you should not necessarily try this stuff on your own, but you should seek out help.
Right.
Estate planning kind of goes both ways. It's, you need some legal help, right? Because you want to make sure that, that your last wishes are honored and that they're all, you know, legal and binding.
Right.
Plus you need some financial help from someone to help you set everything up for your heirs.
Right.
As it may be. Heir sounds like a fancy rich person's word, but really anyone who survives after you're gone is an heir, right?
Right, right. And so part of what we look at, you know, in the estate planning portion is, you know, that they're taken care of, you know, if that is one of your wishes, you know. For a lot of folks, it is, you know, it's an important part of the puzzle, the estate planning puzzle. But it looks at what documents you need, you know, to draft with the help, you know, of an attorney, you know, to make sure that your heirs are provided for, you know, in a way that, you know, makes you feel comfortable. So that may mean having a trust in place or just a will. It just kind of depends on your situation. So
I've heard, and this may be a little bit too in-depth for the conversation today, I've heard that trusts now don't have the same amount of tax benefit that they did maybe 20 or 25 years ago. Or is, in certain circumstances, are trusts still a viable way to accomplish you know, asset management, both for you and then for your estate after you're gone?
No, you're right, Gabe. I mean, their importance recently has lessened a bit because, and one of the big reasons for that is the, estate tax credit has gone up, and doubled, in fact, with the recent tax legislation. So that kind of minimizes the importance of having these trusts in certain cases, especially for those that are fairly wealthy.
So that would offset the capital gains that are usually involved with, or we're talking about the death tax here. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Which is similar but different than capital gains.
Right, right. Yeah, we're talking about the estate tax.
Okay.
The federal estate tax.
Okay.
Some states have an estate tax. Colorado does not. Washington State, for example, does. But yeah, we're talking about the federal estate tax, which can affect everyone.
Gotcha. Actually, I think as far as state income taxes are concerned, I think Colorado's is one of the simplest in the country. I'm not positive.
It is, yeah.
And we are very thankful for that.
Right.
Because more complicated tax forms means a lot more people we have to hire to manage all of that stuff, right?
Exactly, exactly. A lot of productivity lost in that process.
Yes, exactly. Again, you can learn more about the four pillars of retirement success, or at least three of the four, if you take the class Thursday, August 1st, 6 to 9 p.m. Again, it's a non-credit class at the Glenwood Center, 1402 Blake Avenue. Again, those pillars, developing an income strategy, navigating the relatively new tax landscape to minimize taxes. And let's face it, that's always going to be new because it changes every year, right?
Right.
And, of course, estate planning. Then remember the fourth pillar, Social Security, actually has its own class on that topic, as will the other three in the future. Actually, speaking of which, you have another class coming up this fall, Retirement Income Planning, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And, again, you'll probably see all four of these pillars at some point in the future. I want to come back to something you said earlier because I just noted something that I highlighted I wanted to mention because this, it made my heart stop a little bit, if I'm being honest. Mm. Only about 10% of financial advisors are required to act in their clients' best interests at all times.
Unfortunately, that's true. Folks would be wise, in working with a financial advisor to do some due diligence to find out if that individual and the firm they work for are going to be acting in their best interests at all times. And so the vast majority, like you mentioned, 90% of the advisors out there don't act in that capacity. Instead of following a fiduciary or adhering to a fiduciary standard, they adhere to what's known as a suitability standard. So instead of being required to find the best products for you, they're merely required to find products that are suitable for you.
Interesting qualification. And again, a little scary. And once again, it does come back to a certain responsibility of you, the consumer. What is the Federal Trade Commission saying? Buyer beware.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's there is some responsibility to the investor in this case, I guess, to pay attention to these things and to research someone before you do business with them.
Right, exactly. And you'd be wise, to ask your advisor how they're compensated, and it's really, like I said before, it's really not just the advisor, but also, if they work for a firm, they're a part of a larger firm, which a lot of advisors are, you want to find out how that firm is compensated. How do they do business, and oftentimes you're able to reduce a lot of the conflicts of interest. Yeah, if you work with a fee-only advisor who's a fiduciary and you want to make sure that that individual is acting in that capacity all the time. In other words, it's not conditional. In certain circumstances, they are fiduciaries. In certain circumstances, they aren't. I would say you want to try to avoid that situation and just find an advisor who's a fiduciary all the time.
Again, you can take Brian's class Thursday, August 1st from 6 to 9 at the Glenwood Colorado Mountain College. Again, go to coloradomtn.edu and search for Four Pillars of Retirement Success. Final question. Is there like the biggest financial misconception that people have about retirement?
Sure. There is one that I've come across a lot, and that is that people think that they're going to earn a paycheck in retirement. In fact, I think the number is close to like 70%. But when it comes down to it and folks actually enter retirement, only about 25% actually do earn a paycheck. So there's a bit of a disconnect or mismatch there. So just keep that in mind as you're planning. You know, life happens, things happen. Sometimes, unfortunately, people, you know, they get sick, you know, their health declines, and so they aren't able to do that, or they decide they want to spend more time traveling, or so there's lots of factors, lots of things to consider.
Again, learn more at coloradomtn.edu. You can read the full course description there as well as sign up. Advanced registration is required. It's $40 per person, but your spouse or partner, significant other can attend with you. Again, it happens Thursday, August 1st from 6 to 9 at the Glenwood Center, 1402 Blake. And I did not mention this earlier. It's kind of is common sense, but obviously you're not going to recommend any specific financial products or anything like that. This is just a general overview to get the conversation started.
Right. It's just educational. I don't suggest any certain or specific products.
And of course, everyone, before you enter any exercise program, you should always check with your doctor first. Or you know what I mean.
Right.
Before you invest any money, you should always check with your attorney, financial advisor, someone you trust. And just because they put up a sandwich board on the sidewalk, doesn't mean that you shouldn't do a little diligence.
Right.
Because it is your retirement that you're talking about. So Right. You have an investment.
Vested interest.
Literally, yeah. A vested interest in the topic. Yeah. Again, coloradomtn.edu. Brian, anything else you'd like to mention about the class or just about financial planning and retirement planning in general?
No, I don't think so. I did want to thank you for having me on the program today. I really enjoyed it. I wish you and all of your listeners happy, healthy, and fulfilling retirements whenever they may happen.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I feel like I've taken a lot of classes through CMC in the studio, like in 30-minute blocks with no tests. Again, the website is coloradomtn.edu. Just search for Four Pillars of Retirement Success. Brian, all the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks. You too.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.